What has this to do with the environment? Our complex modern lifestyle was made possible by the discovery and refining of fossil fuels, fuels that are the result of the decay of organic matter laid down millions of years ago. The natural gas that heats our homes, the gasoline that powers our automobiles, and the coal, gas, and oil that provide much of our electrical power are fossil fuels. Vast reserves of petroleum, the source of liquid hydrocarbon fuels such as gasoline and coal, exist in many areas of the world. However, although large, these reserves are limited and essentially irreplaceable. Yet we are using them up rapidly. Ethanol, CH3CH2OH, is produced from the biological fermentation of the starches in grains, mainly corn. It is used as an additive in gasoline, or as E85, which is 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline by volume. Ethanol currently makes up about 10% by volume of gasoline in the United States, thereby reducing pollution as well as the use of petroleum. The 2005 U.S. Energy Policy Act required that, by 2012, 7.5 billion gallons, 2.8 times 10 to the power of 10 liters of renewable fuel, be used per year. The 2007 Energy Independence and Security Act requires that by 2022, the annual usage of renewable fuels increase to 36 billion gallons, 1.4 times 10 to the power of 11 liters, about 23% of the total annual volume of liquid fuels used in the United States. The oxygen atom in the ethanol molecule reduces emissions of carbon monoxide and hydrocarbons by helping to ensure complete combustion. However, because ethanol is already partly oxygenated, it can provide less energy per litre. Currently, mileage for a car burning E85 is 15% lower than for pure gasoline. One bushel of corn, about 30 litres, can produce nearly 10 litres of ethanol. A problem with ethanol as a fuel is that the sugars and starches fermented to produce it are expensive. However, the cellulose in straw and corn stalks left behind as stubble when grains are harvested is now attracting attention. Cellulose is the structural material in plants. It is made up of simple sugars, just as starches are, but the bacteria that ferment starches cannot digest cellulose. Research is now being conducted on enzymes that break down cellulose into sugars that can be digested. This process would greatly increase the biomass available for fuel production, because straw, wood, grasses, and in fact nearly any plant materials could be used for fuel. It would also partly avoid the problem of the production of fuel being in competition with the production of food. CH4 is found in underground reserves as the primary component of natural gas, but it is also obtained from biological materials. The digestion of the biomaterials by bacteria is anaerobic, which means that it takes place in the absence of oxygen. Currently, many sewage treatment plants have anaerobic digesters that produce the methane used to operate the plants. To generate methane by anaerobic digestion on a large-scale basis, additional materials such as sugars from the enzymatic breakdown of biomass would need to be used. Methane would be less useful than ethanol as a transportation fuel because it is a gas and so has a low enthalpy density, the enthalpy of combustion per liter. However, it can be used wherever natural gas is used. Biodiesel is the term used for diesel fuel that comes from renewable biological sources, such as vegetable oil. Even used oils, such as those discarded from restaurant deep fryers, can be filtered and used as biodiesel. Biodiesel engines are more efficient than gasoline engines, as the fuel has a high energy density, enthalpy of combustion per litre. A problem with biodiesel is that it is more viscous than gasoline and can solidify at low temperatures. These alternative fuels do produce carbon dioxide when burned and thus contribute to the greenhouse effect and global warming. However, they can be renewed every year, as long as the sun shines and produces green plants.